Osita Okechukwu, a spokesman for Conference of Nigerian Political Parties, organizers of Thursday's meeting in Abuja, says unifying Nigeria's factious opposition parties is a challenge, but it could serve the country well. He says even a loose coalition will help in boosting the opposition's chances at the polls.
There's a lot of political violence. We said if that's the case, why don't we sit down and define a granular coalition and face the election as a body? We know that in certain states, one party might be stronger than the other. We want to know whether we could harmonize our efforts.
The ruling People's Democratic Party, the PDP, says efforts to cobble together a last-minute coalition shows desperation on the part of the opposition. The PDP controls several of Nigeria's 36 states, which gives it enormous clout, and some say access to huge financial resources with which to compromise election officials and use security forces to its advantage. The PDP has denied the opposition's claim of plans to rig the elections. President Olusegun Obasanjo, who is not running, has promised free, fair and credible elections. He has repeatedly condemned political violence and vote rigging, which he says threaten the credibility of the Nigerian vote. But opposition parties, emboldened by what they regard as the failings of the current government, remain very optimistic that they can defeat the ruling party, even without forming a coalition. As Okechukwu explains, the government has been in power 8 years and can point to few, if any, successes.
As far as we are concerned, the election is a referendum of the past 8 years, and the PDP had not performed. Is it in poverty alleviation? Is it in supplying electricity? Is it in employment? If the votes count, even without the opposition uniting, would defeat the PDP hands down, because they wasted the 8 years in spite of abundant resources.
Nigerians vote Saturday, April 14th, for state legislators and governors. The presidential election is scheduled for April 21. The PDP candidate is Umaru Musa Yar'Adua, a former polytechnic teacher. The main opposition candidate is Muhammadu Buhari, a former leader of the army. The elections are being watched closely by foreign observers as they could determine the fate of Nigeria's young democracy. Nigeria, Africa's most populous country and biggest oil exporter, returned to democracy in 1999 after nearly 3 decades of military rule. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.